Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, pretty much same thing out there today as yesterday. Rain all over the place, at least until the afternoon. Curtis, I don't want to step into your lane, but that's about what it is, right?
Yeah, last crummy days today. Okay. Gross this morning. Should be better tonight.
All right. Heads up on a potential cluster F, and that is another jackknifed tractor trailer on the Southeast Expressway. This one at Mass Ave. Southbound. So avoid that. Now, I'm sure it's a read every text Tuesday on the Subaru of New England text line during the break. 617 text that says rather aggressively, what is Greg's problem with the Grateful Dead? I don't have a problem with the Grateful Dead per se. I am just
You just hate jam bands.
I'm not a jam band guy.
No, I get it.
So give me no fish. Unfortunately, no offense. Your guy DMB sometimes veers into the jam band category.
Oh, without a doubt. I understand.
What about OAR?
OAR is not – I don't really chime. You and I love OAR. Are they jam bands? It's not a jam band.
So
really.
At times they can be, but
Counting
I think
Bros?
They also a lot of – no, Counting Bros definitely not a jam band.
No.
But
no.
I think OAR sometimes can be. When you have a 15-minute song –
Right. Crazy like, Game of Poker is a long song.
Is a jam band
it's
song.
It's kind of jammy.
But a lot of their other songs, you're right, Greg, it's more rock with some reggae influence.
Correct.
Like, it's
Correct.
Not necessarily right. jam band.
Right. Ricky and I are the matching jammy guys.
What is considered a jam band?
You go to see a show – and they start a song, and it gets over 30 minutes later.
Okay.
And you've got massive, like, a 12-minute drum solo.
And, right. and no lyrics.
You right. got four guys who are playing guitar. All of them are as high as Wiggy. Right.
It
and
sounds they, much better like, on right. Quaaludes.
I'm just like, play the hits.
Right.
Give me a hit. Give me
this
a This
is Johnny B on bass right now.
Right. It's just, it's not my thing.
Let's get scat a bebop.
It's not as bad as Rush. Now, I hate Rush. Would you like to know, because I got a furious text message about it yesterday from Len Laird. Len was able to obtain himself a ticket for the Rush reunion tour. Would you like to guess how much he paid for it? He's in the 15th row, Curtis.
Ooh.
Would you like to take a guess at what he paid for a ticket? And maybe it's just because it's in this economy, as Courtney mm-hmm. would say, but... what he paid for one ticket to go see the Rush reunion tour?
I would
Rush?
Hope it's not over 150.
What?
150?
Okay.
I was going to say tops 250. I mean, who's going to see Rush really?
A lot of people. Where's it at?
I think it might be MGM or something
okay.
like that around here.
I'm going to say 475.
No way. 475?
Yeah. $863.15.
Mm-hmm.
They are gouging people to go see Rush.
Ken, Rush we go.
Bring that to the negotiation.
Yeah, Rich.
$863.
It's Rush, man.
That's like a Super Bowl ticket.
I know Ken better than I know almost everybody in my life. And he still confounds me. Like, we were on the show Saturday, and he says that he never has seen the movie Titanic.
What?
That's insane.
I've never met anybody who hasn't seen Titanic.
Wow. He has a young, adorable daughter who I'm sure has asked to watch Titanic.
No, I think she's too young.
She's too young.
Yeah. Okay,
there's
but either
nudity.
Way, I said even by accident, it's on every channel and has been for 20 years.
Yeah.
And then Saturday night, he watched it. He watched it.
Oh, wow. Finally was?
Yeah, right. I didn't want to spoil it.
So. Jack doesn't
romantic.
Make it, unfortunately.
This
she
is...
does let go.
This is Mike from Florida. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Great. Other than the weather, what's up?
I wanted to get into the Patriots, but first off, OAR would be a jam band, but the fact that they have a song on a feminine product commercial cancels that out.
Nice. We'll take it.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yep. So anyway, so going to the Patriots, yes, lots to be happy about, lots to be excited about, confident, love it. The little things that you see them doing that concern you, like the penalties, obviously, the ones that actually should be called, you know, not the nonsensical penalties that we had in that last game, but the run game, just figure out how to get the run game going. I don't know what's going on with Travion, but it's like he's got the yips, you know, when you see him running the ball, you see the physical ability, you see the athletic ability, and he just kind of purses up and doesn't have that like extra oomph. It's worse than Ramondre, who should have the yips because he fumbles the ball.
Yeah.
But,
well,
like, you just got to get Henderson going.
We were talking yesterday about what the issue is with the run game. Is it the O-line? Is it the running backs? And Mike Vrabel, I think, gave you a little bit of an indication of what he thinks when he said, and I am paraphrasing, that he feels like the guys are too focused on ball security.
Yep, that's what I said.
Wait, did you say that?
I asked him, Mike, this was maybe last week or the week before. As a guy who's a running back, he's now going through the hole with two hands on the football rather than being an aggressive runner because he's thinking about, oh, I don't want to fumble the football. I don't want to fumble the football. So that takes away from his aggressiveness.
Like the hole is there, it seems like, at times.
Right.
And they're just focused. They're so focused on holding onto the football, they're missing that
right.
1 second.
And you can't run through a hole with two hands on the football because you're taking away from that explosion that you would have. You just got to be able to run through there and look to make cuts. And then as the hole closes and people start to get around you, that's when you focus on having two hands on the ball. But yeah. I think that's the hottest part that Ramondre or even Travion, even though he doesn't fumble, but he probably sees them getting on Ramondre about ball security. He's like, well, I'm a rookie. I better make sure I hold on to this.
I also think they're two different styles of runner, and they're trying to run one style of running game.
Well, Ramondre Travion should be on the edges.
100%, Wiggy. Like, they are not running outside the tackles nearly enough with Travion Henderson. I've seen him get maybe two tosses in six games. Mm-hmm. That's not enough. Like, he needs to be outside the tackles. Like, if you watched any of that Bills game last night, Bijan is insanely explosive.
Yep.
Travion can be explosive to a certain extent, but like he can't be up the guards tookus
no.
doing that. Like he needs to be outside the tackles.
And that's the thing. You want to get like a little all 22 football in the weeds here. They need to be running stretches. They need to be running
yes.
plays
right.
where they're
zone running.
Student body left.
Yeah, student body
honestly.
Left. The tosses where their plays with Travion are more, they're more tight end to sideline. So you want to say C gap. To D-gap.
Like one of the best runs he had all year was he lined up, I'm pretty sure, in the slot, and they put him in motion, jet motion, and handed him the ball that way.
Yeah,
and it gets
sweep.
Him, yeah, it gets him out to the edge. Like, do that more. If you want to have both running backs on the field, that's fine, but you need to get him more out on the edges.
And we have to self-scout a bit. We can't rip those that mock the offensive line in training camp and not have fun with our own predictions about Travion Henderson being the steal of the draft in the preseason. Hasn't exactly transferred to the
Wiggy
NFL.
Loved him.
I still do. He has, and I'm not saying he's Bijan Robinson, but that's the style of player he is. Good in the passing game, explosive, not really an in-between the tackle type of runner, but I feel like Bijan does a little bit of everything. But if you utilize him right, I think it's the ball security thing that he sees from Ramondre. Mm-hmm. And as a rookie, he's probably thinking about that more than anything. And you throw the pass protection in where he struggled. He's definitely might be a little bit too fast for him early going.
The rep he had, though, in pass pro where he was just kind of like shuffling to the side like a crab, mm-hmm. not actually blocking anybody, did make me cringe just a little bit. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Great. Now I have to have crab salad for lunch.
Oh,
New England Patriots in first place,
mm-hmm.
leading the division after a Buffalo Bills loss last night, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Chime, great one from Joe Walsh, Eagles, and life's been good. And leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. Fall in love with a brand new Subaru featuring symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Time for our leads. What we are guessing might be foremost as a topic of discussion on your mind throughout the day today. Shime, hello and good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So you watched the Buffalo Bills lose to the Atlanta Falcons last night. Before the game, I was watching the pregame on ESPN and saw Josh Allen sit down with Marty Smith. I don't know if you caught this. Here is a clip of that interaction where Marty Smith was talking to him about fulfillment in life, and this is how that conversation went.
You know, it did put things in perspective of me of like, I still get to live my dream. And if we win a Super Bowl, the next day, right, is going to be like, how can I win the next one? And being put into perspective of just like what really matters in life, you know, friends, family, how you treat others. And again, I have a platform for what I do. And I just, again, just try to be as good of a person I can be, I guess.
I remember asking Rory McIlroy, how fulfilled will you be as a man if you never have a green jacket in your closet? And he said to me, oh, I'd like to sit here and tell you I'd be fulfilled, but there'd be a large piece of me that could never be fulfilled. How fulfilled would you be if you never got a Lombardi?
I mean, I would like to give the same answer, right? Of, I know as a man in my life, I will be great, but in doing what I do and how I've done it for my entire career, putting everything that I have into my job and winning a Super Bowl, it'll always be the, you know, the great white buffalo, the one that got away or whatever you want to call it. That'll sit with you for, I guess, your entire life as long, you know, when you're done playing football.
So I listened to Josh Allen speak last night. And this, again, this was before the Bills lost. I want to point that out. I fear Josh Allen will never win a Super Bowl. He seems like a wonderful human being, a great guy. I don't know that he is psychotic enough to want everything to win a Super Bowl. He talked a lot about being very happy and fulfilled with his new marriage and his wife and how she's a pop star.
Very easy to be fulfilled in your life when you're married to an absolute smoke bomb.
100%. And like, again, he does.
Let's be clear about that.
He is married to a who seems like a tremendous woman.
Yes.
He helps at children's hospitals, and he gets a lot of fulfillment out of that. And I greatly appreciate him as a human being. But I don't see the same.
Like, from who? I don't really know where you're going with this. Who see that from?
You saw it from Tom Brady for years.
Tom Brady off
Wiggy,
the table.
I've even seen it
Mahomes,
from, like,
you. Let's stop. Don't. Mahomes
I'm
doesn't.
I'm not saying Mahomes. I was going to say.
That's what Curtis just said.
I was going to say Jalen Hurts. Like, Jalen Hurts, all he wants to do is win football games. That's
Did you
all he cares
just hear
about.
Him say, if I won one, my next thing would be to win the next one? Like, I don't know where you got, like,
no,
listening to that and came up with, oh, this guy doesn't want it.
Yeah, when listening to his whole sit-down, it did not feel like winning the Super Bowl was all that matters to Josh Allen.
Well, I think that's amazing that he has the capacity to have more than just winning a Super Bowl on his mind. But if you watch Josh Allen play, if you talk to his teammates, I think Josh Allen wants to win a Super Bowl.
Bad.
Like that keeps him up at night, I believe. So
the way in which he talks about it does not indicate that to
Listen.
Me. Personally, and this is my take on it, I'm happy you disagree. I just, when I listen to him, I just don't feel like winning a Super Bowl is all that matters.
Mahomes is on the beach in the offseason throwing sliders down like they're going out of style.
Because he's already won three and been to five.
Stop with this, Mahomes. Like, Brady's different. Well, I will say that. Brady is different. But I think Josh Allen wants it just as bad and works at it just as bad. The same way Lamar Jackson wants it. The same way.
I'm not saying he doesn't work. I just.
I don't know what you're saying. You're like,
Wiggy, just on the.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Holmes, quickly, mm-hmm. if he was like Allen, he would be paid at the top of the sport. He's not. He would be getting the weapons he wants. He doesn't. He has been mediocre in the regular season. His stats have suffered.
Who's this?
Patrick Mahomes, because he only cares about championships, and he doesn't care about padding his stats. He used to run a lot.
Wasn't he the highest paid quarterback a couple of years ago?
Oh, right, he's not anymore.
They did that long deal.
He can do it every year.
Right, yeah. But he's the highest paid quarterback. I mean,
he's not.
No, well, Trevor Lawrence makes $50 million a year.
But Mahomes was at a time. So
Peyton Manning was every year because that was what more important
right,
to him than winning.
But Mahomes was at one point in time the highest paid quarterback.
So he didn't take less. Jared Goff at one point.
But I also think, like, going back to what Shime's lead is, the mm-hmm. way in which a quarterback speaks, I don't think you can just listen to that and say he's never going to win a Super Bowl because he doesn't want it that bad. Like, look at Matthew Stafford, the way Matthew Stafford speaks and the way in which he does things off the field with his family, his girls. Like, he has a Super Bowl. I just think that Josh Allen's going to win a Super Bowl sooner probably rather than later. And to think he doesn't want that or that it's not the most important thing in his life right now, I think is crazy.
It's about your situation that
he's
you're
saying
in.
crazy take, crazy lead from Shimes.
I mean,
saying.
I don't want to.
Well, at least you listened to
I would
this
say that.
I did
fine.
Listen today because it was so out of pocket.
But Greg,
Curtis, did you feel fulfilled after winning your first Marconi or do you need another one? You want another one?
I'm going to be
his
there.
Favorite one's the next one.
Right. If we lose it, I'm going to be throwing things at the bosses.
Well, it's about your situation. You know, like, because Curtis says it all the time. If Josh Allen had Mike Vrabel as his coach, do you think he wins the Super Bowl?
Yeah, things might be different.
If Bill Belichick, and I was going to say this before, if Bill Belichick is Patrick Mahomes' quarterback, right now their team looks completely different with Belichick than it does Andy Reid. Because Bill gets more out of Mahomes than Andy Reid gets out of him.
We don't have time for
I know,
Curtis
I'm just saying. It's
Curtis
so,
to respond to this
so,
one.
So,
it's okay. The world's seen it.
So
the evidence is all for everyone to see.
No, but I'm saying it's really about your situation and you have. What type of coach do you have? Does that coach drive you and push you? Do you have talent around you? Do you have a good enough defense? Like, I think it's more about the situation. I don't listen to Josh Allen say a few things like that and then come to the conclusion where Shime goes, oh, this guy don't want to win a Super
Bowl. Yeah, he was resonating with quotes from a guy. They talked about the Scottie Scheffler quotes where winning isn't the most important thing to me. It's much more important to be a good father than it is to win championships. And that's great. And Scottie Scheffler can say that because he had already won two Masters at that point. Yeah. Like, Josh Allen hasn't won anything. So, like, I feel like saying that before you've even won one is just it. I don't know. It rubbed me the wrong way a little bit.
He did not look fulfilled after throwing that pick to lose the game last night.
No.
I will tell you.
And I will say this right now. Patrick Mahomes makes $8 million a year less than Tua Tagovailoa.
No, I know that.
So he was that. Every year he could demand the highest salary. And he would get. So why doesn't he?
But at one point he
did. But why doesn't he?
You got to ask Mahomes that.
Exactly, because actions speak louder than words, and he wants to win more than he wants to be the highest paid guy in the
NFL.
Just
because you're willing to take less doesn't mean you want to win. I mean, win more than somebody who takes more.
Chime, reviews rolling in on your lead on the text line if you'd like some of them.
Yeah, very mixed, I can tell.
That is such an arrogant lead from somebody who literally knows nothing about Josh Allen.
Right, exactly.
It's funny how a person who has never played professional sports knows who what it takes to win.
Never said I know. I said it seems to me.
Based off.
Also,
what?
Like, you can book Josh Allen
based
for
off of
a Super
listening
Bowl
to the interview. Honestly, Courtney, that'd be great. I predicted him to win the Super Bowl before the season. But, like, I just don't think it just listening to that interview, mm-hmm. I listened to the whole thing. That was simply a snippet of it.
Sean, let me ask you a simple question. Like, has Josh Allen not been able to win a Super Bowl because of his talent or maybe because of the guy who's on the sidelines who's his head coach?
I mean, I think it's probably because the guy across the field from him is better than him.
Right. I mean, is Bruce Arians a great coach? How many years did he coach? He only won one Super Bowl. I wonder why.
Like, he's not unable to win a Super Bowl because he can't get through Patrick Mahomes.
Right. We must take a break. But more leads coming next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.